I wanted to make a couple of points because the last couple of days I've read both the report that Jenny Macklin's office put out about the consultation process that they undertook and also the legislation itself. And the first thing to say is it's obviously disgracefully racist, you know, this piece of legislation. And the second is that it's full of lies, absolutely full of lies. Jenny Macklin says, you know, herself in the parliament yesterday, reading in this legislation, she said that the suspension of the Racial Discrimination Act has denied dignity to Aboriginal people. It has denied them dignity and it has forced humiliation on Aboriginal people. She's trying to say that the Racial Discrimination Act is coming back in. But there is nothing in this legislation that will bring the Racial Discrimination Act back before the 31st of December 2010. So we got another 12 months of people being denied dignity and being humiliated on the minister's own word. Another 12 months. There is nothing in this legislation that will mean that the pensioners, who she's claiming will now be exempt from the income management system, will actually get off the income management system until July 2011. It's not until July 2011 that she's saying the people will be coming off income management. But we know. I think we've got to keep a little bit of focus on what the real agenda is and what the government's doing. It's very, very true that they're using this intervention to strengthen the ideas, blame the victim ideas, regressive social policy about attacking marginalised people across the country. They're going to keep that up their sleeve. But for the next 2 years, make no mistake, it is going to be Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory that continue to bear the brunt of this policy. It's going to be them that's forced to line up in the separate queues. It's going to be them that can't have any money to give their kids while people keep going hungry. And it's for that reason this intervention will continue to breach the Racial Discrimination Act. She knows it. That's why she won't bring it back. The five-year leases stay on the books. The police powers stay on the books. Every single thing that they needed to suspend the Racial Discrimination Act for stays on the books. This policy is racist and it is going to continue lock, stock and barrel. Now, some of the lies that have been said. The first one that they're saying is that these consultations. Now, we've seen Larissa did a fantastic report. Nicole, who's here, did a fantastic report on the transcripts that are on the public record from public meetings in communities, from regional meetings with community leaders, where they said unequivocally, stop the intervention. Get rid of these measures. We don't want your racist laws. We were thinking, how is she going to spin this? How is she going to stand up and say that people want the intervention? You know what they've done? They've invented a whole other stream of meetings that no one even knows about called Tier 1 meetings, which are private meetings with the government business managers, the very people, the authority figures of the intervention that are imposed by the intervention. And you read the script that Faxia gave the government business managers. Point one, tell this private individual who you've hauled in front of you in your own office, tell them what's good about the intervention. Point one, how it's worked. Point two, tell them the government's going to continue with the intervention and so there's nothing they can do about it. Point three, ask them what the good things about the intervention have been. Point four, have you had any trouble? And that's consultation. And she says 400 of these meetings have taken place across the Northern Territory, and that's the basis on which she's saying that there's majority support. I think this is lies. It's an outrage. We should demand that this report is opened up to the public. We want to see these records, and we want to expose the lies. Right, the final thing I was going to say was about the Alice Springs town camps. Why is she keeping the suspension of the Racial Discrimination Act in place? And so she can bully people into signing 40-year leases over their land. If Jenny Macklin says that it denies you dignity to have the Racial Discrimination Act, will she commit that her negotiations with Tung and Jira are subject to the Racial Discrimination Act? Will she commit? Of course she won't. Of course she won't. She'll use the suspension of the Racial Discrimination Act to force people to sign over their land. That's why they're continuing with this policy, so they can grab it all. But the resistance, I think, to this policy is growing. And it's very important, I think, you know, people get involved. We're building up towards a big demonstration on February 13th next year. Sorry means you won't do it again. The assimilation is still as fierce as it was in the days of the Stolen Generation. We need to mobilise. And at Adam Bladderwatch, they've walked off their community. They've walked off their community. They're refusing to go back until the intervention's finished. We had Sean Marshall here from the CFMEU before. The MUA, unions around Australia, are sending workers up to Umbladder Watch next year. We've got materials to build a house. The first house built in the Northern Territory since the intervention will be built by union people, will be built by labourers actually from the communities themselves. We're going to have a house up in February before Macklin has a house up. The unions are coming on board with this campaign. This campaign's growing. I think we need to, you know, get behind it, get out there. All out for February 13 now. I think very important we build towards that rally. Make no mistake, they are keeping it on the books to expand it, but for years to come, this is about bashing Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory. The Racial Discrimination Act is still suspended, and the fight for the intervention, I think, can only get stronger from here. Thanks.